This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أهلا وبركاته. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم again. رحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. رياض ورزازي. We're coming you to the Tafsir Bits session number 20. And today, inshallah تعالى, we'll be with سورة الرعد. We finished سورة يوسف yesterday. And inshallah ta'ala, today we'll be with Surah Tender, Surah Ar-Rad. So my brothers and sisters, if you would like to pull your notebooks, inshallah, right? If you want to pull your notebooks and your pens handy and get them ready, inshallah ta'ala. Sister Nadia, wa alaikum salam, all of you. Yashmin, salam rahmatullah barakatuh. Light spread, Naseem, Barak, Zoya, Nawal, all of you, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. We are with tafsir again, tafsir bites, short tafsir, inshallah. Short and sweet. Yesterday we completed Surah Yusuf, right? So today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be with Surah Ar-Ra'd. Ar-Ra'd, tender. So you guys are ready, inshallah? You know your books, pens handy, yalla, so that we can start, inshallah, because those of you who just joined, this tafsir bites, which we started in Ramadan, there, it's not like a very deep tafsir, but definitely a beautiful tafsir that will allow you and help you understand the surah, and also help you, inshallah ta'ala, connect with Allah Azza wa Jal when you're praying and you were to hear the Imam praying, you know, Surah Ar-Ra'd, for instance, or Surah Yusuf yesterday, you will get to have that khushur. You know, as you know the surah, you know the reason why it was revealed, you know when, you know, a lot of, you know, the content and the topic of the surah. So let us start, inshallah ta'ala. Again, we are with Surah Ar-Ra'd, tender. It is surah number 13 in the Mus'haf. Number 13 in the Mus'haf, yani in the Quran, it's surah number 13. And it has 43, so it's a short surah, 43 verses only. 43 verses, juz number 13. 43 verses, juz number 13, and it is a Mekki surah. Mekki surah. It is not Madani surah, it's a surah that was revealed in Mecca. Remember those of you who attended my, you know, this series from the very beginning. I told you a trick on how to know how many surahs are Mekki and how many surahs are Madani. How many surahs are Mekki and how many surahs are Madani? Remember? Those of you, I'm sure some of you would remember because, you know, I mentioned it in maybe the very first or second session we had, you know, how to know how many surahs are Mekki and how many surahs are Madani. So who can tell me? Who can answer that question? This surah is the Mekki surah. 20 Mekki, okay, and how many Madani? MashaAllah, alik shista. MashaAllah, shista. Yes, so 28 Mekki and 86 Madani. It's taken from the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, 286, right? 286 surah, ayah. Surah Al-Baqarah has 286 ayah. So 28 in Mecca and 86 in Medina. So this is the easiest way to know how many Mekki surahs and how many Madani surahs. So Surah Ar-Ra'd, tender, Ar-Ra'd, tender is Mekki surah. It is from the, you know, there are four types of surahs. I mentioned that in the very beginning, four types. So you have the Sab'at Tawal, the seven long ones. And then you have Al-Mi'in, those that are 100, less or more. And then you have those that are al-mathani, you know, those that are below 100, and then you have al-mufassal. Al-mufassal, those are the very, you know, short ones. So this one is actually from al-mathani. It's from al-mathani, not al-mufassal. Mufassal, the very, very short ones. This is 43, you know, verses. So it is considered to be from the al-mathani, wal-Qur'an al-azim, al-mathani. It is number 96 in terms of revelation. Number 96. So how many surahs do we have in the Quran? How many surahs do we have in the Quran? Easy. You should know this, right? How many surahs do we have in the Quran? Who will be the first one to tell me? Don't go to the Quran and go back. 114, like this, easy. Now, 114, mashallah. 114 surahs we have in the Quran. So, surah Ar-Ra'd is number 96. 96. Excuse me. So, 114 surah, in terms of revelation, it's number 96. And it starts, we spoke about the 10 types of introductions in the Quran. Right, the you know, if each surah starts with a different type of introduction, but altogether we have 10 types of introduction. Surah Al-Ra'd starts with Alif Lam Mim Ra, tilka ayatul kitab. So its introduction is with Huruf At-Tahajji. You guys, mashallah, know this really well. Yeah, Huruf At-Tahajji, Huruf At-Tahajji. So Alif Lam Mim Ra. Tilka ayatul kitab. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about al-kitab. Al-kitab means here the book, yani the Quran. What are the asbab al-nuzul? This is really interesting. The asbab al-nuzul, the reason why the surah was revealed, tender, ar-ra'd. It's mentioned, you know, tender because Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about tender in it, right? So that's why it's called, you know, surah ar-ra'd. Ar-ra'd in Arabic means thunder or thunderbolt. So, what was revealed in its in it's okay. What was the reason why this surah was revealed? Anas radiallahu anhu warda, he narrates that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he sent one of his companions to a great man from Jahiliyyah, and he's an elite from Jahiliyyah, to call him to Islam. And then that man told the Sahabi that who was sent to him, you know, what man are you calling me to? What man? What kind of man? Is he from iron? You know, is he like an iron man? Is he from gold? Is he from silver? What kind of man is he? So he went back to the Prophet and he told him, this is what he told me. He says, go back and call him. Again, tell him. And then the man said the same thing. He says, what kind of man are you calling me to? And what kind of religion is this? What this man is this man from? Is he from metal? Is he from gold? Is he from silver? What kind of man is he? Sahabi went back to the Prophet. He said, Rasulullah, this guy is telling me this. You know, he says, what kind of man are you? The Prophet says, go back and call him to Islam. Call him to Islam. So the man is asking this question from, you know, being arrogant and mocking the Sahabi, you know, what kind of man is he? Is he from gold? Is he from silver? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a tender bolt on him. Rad. Rad. You know, this tender bolt, sometimes you see this thunder, right? Right? You know, and that thunder can burn. Can burn things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this thunder and burn the man who's trying to ridicule the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, وَيُرْسِلُ الصَّوَاعِقَ فَيُصِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُمْ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي اللَّهِ وَهُوَ شَدِيدُ الْمِحَالِ. In the first ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُرْسِلُ الصَّوَاعِقَ, and Allah Azza wa Jalla, who sends down these tender bolts, these tenders, فَيُصِيبُ بِهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ, Allah Azza wa Jalla, with these tenders, they reach out, they catch people, or they kill people, or they burn people, whomever Allah Azza wa Jalla wishes and whomever Allah Azza wa Jalla wants. So you have tender, so this tender may hit a person and misses another person. Allah Azza wa Jalla wants this person to be hit with tender, and Allah Azza wa Jalla wants that other person to be missed. So when Allah Azza wa Jalla sent this sawa'iq, Allah sent this sa'iqa, this ra'd, descended on that man and burnt him because he was trying to ridicule the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam. The mawdu' of the surah, my brothers and sisters, or the topic is actually introduction. And there's one main topic, and that topic is to get people to know about Allah Azza wa Jalla, letting people know about Allah. Letting people know about Allah and letting people know about the power of Allah, letting people know about the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the topic, the main topic of Surah Al-Ra'd. Alif Lam Mim Ra, tilka ayatul kitab, walladhi unzila ilayka min rabbika al-haqq. And that which was revealed to you is the truth, O Muhammad. It is al-haqq. Just that in itself is a miracle. No book you can read, and then you says the guy says this story is the haqq. this book is the truth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, when He says in Surah Al-Baqarah, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, this book, there's no doubt in it. No doubt. And this book is to be recited until the end of time. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقِّ, and that was that which was revealed to you from your Lord is al-haq, it is the truth. So this was the muqaddimah, the introduction of Surah Al-Ra'd. And then you have from verse number 2 to verse number 43, as I said, Allah Azza wa Jalla talking about Himself and talking about His power and talking about the His book, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, introducing His power. الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها ثم استوى على العرش. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who raised the heavens without any support. See what He's telling these people, those who are not believing in Him. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who raised the heavens without any support. You see this, the very first man, actually, the Russian guy who tried to go to the moon, right? The very, I forgot his name. He, and at the time, Russia was a communist country, a communist, it was not religion, right? So this man, when he flew, you know, tried to fly to the moon, he was sent out to the moon, he looked back and then he saw this globe, the earth, the globe, floating in the space. And he said to himself, and he told, Neil Armstrong is American. I'm talking about this guy, Russian. He's Russian, not American. I'm not talking about Neil Armstrong. I'm talking about the Russian guy, the very first guy who they sent out to space. But before he reached the moon, he just went out. Neil Armstrong is the first man who walked in the moon. Yeah, I'm talking about this Russian guy. So he, when he flew, then he saw the globe floating in the air. He says, there must be God. There must be God. Nothing is holding this. There must be God. See this earth that we live in, the world that we live in, this earth. This earth, when you look up, you know, up from it, it's a globe. Who's holding the globe? It's just floating in the air. Who's holding it? Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي اللَّهُ الَّذِي رَفَعَ السَّمَاوَاتِ بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا. Allah Azza wa Jal, who raised the heavens without any support. So Allah Azza wa Jalla starts with this in Surah Ar-Ra'd. Surah Ar-Ra'd. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرُ كُلٌّ يَجْرِي لِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Gagarin. Zakallah khair ambarik. Gagarin. That's his name. Yuri Gagarin. Now I got it. Yuri, his first name. Gagarin is his last name. He's the one who said, there must be God. There must be God. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, والشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the sun and the moon submit to be subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and each run in its course. Each run in its own course. So again, who's holding the sun? Who's holding the moon? Who's holding this globe? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is you know, letting people know about His power subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, هُوَ الَّذِي مَدَّ الْأَرْضَ وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَأَنْهَارًا وَمِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ جَعَلَ فِيهَا زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ. He is the one, subhanahu wa ta'ala, who spread the earth wide. Who spread the earth wide and placed on it firm mountains. These mountains that you see, they're not there just in vain. These mountains, in fact, are there to place the earth in balance. This is the thing that actually keeps the earth in balance, are the mountains. So these things are not just created in vain like that. Allah Azza wa Jal, again, telling us about His might and His power, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of His creation, subhanahu, right? In terms of His creation. And then He says, and He created thereon two sexes of every kind of plant. This is nice. You know these plants that you see? Every plant, there are two kinds of sexes in each plant, in everything that Allah Azza wa Jalla creates. يعني a rose, a rosa, a flower, a flowera. You know, there's male and female in everything that Allah creates. You know, from the plants, it says subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. From all these plants and all these fruits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made male and female, two sexes. of every kind of plant. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَيُنْشِئُ السَّحَابَ الثِّقَالِ. Amazing, Allahu Akbar. He is the one subhanahu wa ta'ala who displays before you the lightning and the heavens and the clouds, and thunder praises him subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see these clouds that you see in the sky sometimes? These clouds, you just look at them and then they just float like this. They just, you know, they travel. These clouds, brothers and sisters, they are in a form of what? Of water. They're water. These clouds that you see out there, water, rain. So imagine, may Allah forbid, if this tons and tons and tons of water was to be splashed on earth, what's going to happen to us? Who's holding these clouds just floating like that? Clouds, they're not just air. They're not just smoke. But they're a form of water. There's a lot of liquid there. Liquid. So this liquid is just like, you know, this is what makes the rain, right? So Allah Azza wa Jalla just send down this rain, sprinkling little by. If this rain was to be, you know, like thrown on earth, it will destroy the earth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends, here there's a little bit of rain, here there's too much rain, here there's drought, here there is a flood. Allah Azza wa Jalla chooses and wishes subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all from His might and from His power, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, you know, in the same surah, Surah Al-Ra'd, talks about what He has prepared for the believers and for the non-believers. For the believers, He says, جَنَّاتُ عَدْنِي يَدْخُلُونَهَا وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ. Beautiful. Allah Azza wa Jalla saying about this jannat, this jannat of heaven, this paradise of Edens, who shall enter it and be admitted to it? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, those who are righteous from their parents and from their spouses and from their children, which means here that you get to meet your parents, inshallah ta'ala, in Jannah, that you get to meet your loved ones, inshallah ta'ala, in Jannah, that you get to meet your children, inshallah ta'ala, in Jannah. And the angels, they greet them from every gate. What are they saying? They're saying, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma uqba ad-dar. Praise, Salamun alaykum, for you've been patient. You've been patient. You've been patient in Ramadan. You've been patient throughout this lockdown, you know, this pandemic. You've been patient, you know, not to do haram. You've been patient to do halal, because halal requires a lot of patience. Of course, halal requires a lot of patience. So they say, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Be admitted to Jannat al-Firdaus. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ends with something beautiful here at the end of Surah Ar-Ra'd. You see, sometimes you see people who are very rich, and then you see sometimes people who are very poor. And you see sometimes people who are sort of like in between. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu yabsutu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants abundant sustenance to whomever He wills. And He gives less to others. He gives that person when he needs. And He gives the other person when he or she needs. But I want to tell you something that you maybe have never heard before. What is it? I'll tell you. Brothers and sisters, whether you see somebody who's very rich and somebody who's very poor, in terms of risk, they are both the same. In the whole world, everybody is the same in terms of risk. You may say, how? What do you mean somebody who's a billionaire and somebody who's nothing, they're all the same in terms of risk? Yes, they are all the same in terms of risk, because Allah is just. How? Let me explain quickly, inshallah ta'ala. This sounds like a very beautiful cliffhanger, right? But no cliffhangers, you know, in the Quran bites, tafsir bites. This is the session tafsir bits or tafsir bites. I don't give cliffhangers. So yes, they are all the same. Somebody who's very rich and somebody who's poor, in terms of this, they are the same. Why? Somebody who's rich, you know, you look at them in terms of their wealth, but they may be having other issues, or they will be having other issues, maybe health issues, maybe children issues, maybe spouse issues, maybe, you know, whatever, like, kind of issues. Then you have somebody who is poor, but he is healthy, he can have children, he has no issues, you know, and so forth and so on. So what I mean here, that, you know, in terms of risk, We are all the same. Allah Azza wa Jalla gives this person what he or she needs, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that other person what he or she needs. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. He is just subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may not be having a lot of money, but you have your health. And you can go to sleep without taking any medication. You go to sleep without taking any medication. You put your head to sleep and then you go, mashallah, you start snoring. The other person, they have a lot of money, but maybe they can't even sleep at night. Maybe they have to take medication. Maybe they can only eat certain things, because the doctor said that you cannot eat this and that because you have problem with your thyroids. Maybe you have problem with your kidney. Maybe you have problem with your this or with your that. So they are rich, but their money, they can only do certain things with them. Whereas the others, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give them much money, but he gave them health. The other one maybe has health problems, but he can at least have children. The other one cannot have children, and so on and so forth. So my brothers and sisters, there is not one single person on earth who has it all. I tell you, there's not one single person on earth who has everything, has it all. So we are all equal in terms of risk. And I will end by this, insha'Allah ta'ala. This is Surah Rad, episode number 20, Riyad Warzazi. Barakallahu fikum. I shall see you later on today, insha'Allah, at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. For 11 p.m. UK time for homemade happiness session will be session number 7 about the moms. In fact, I just finished writing another poem about the moms. There's another poem about the mom which I'm going to spread share with all of you, inshallah ta'ala. So barakallahu fikum. Now I can answer questions, inshallah, if you have any questions pertinent to the topic. Is there any hadith regarding the word for raising? This is not related to the topic, my brother. Very special needs, physical and mental challenges. A lot of hadith, of course, out there. There are a lot of hadith out there. Is there anything that comes to my mind right now talking about raising special needs kids? Well, it's a generic hadith. I cannot recall anything, inshallah ta'ala. Let me see if I can, maybe recall and try to remember something. But I don't recall anything. But of course, there is definitely, not only there's a hadith regarding those who go through difficulties and those who go through sicknesses and those who go through tribulations. And tribulations could be as a sick kid, of course. A sick kid, when the Prophet says, with regard to the believer, anything that happens to him in terms of tribulation, and that anything includes a sick kid, even a thorn that pricks him and he shows patience, it will be a mean of expiation to his son, to his sins. So here, when the Prophet says anything that you go through, it could be a son or a daughter, or a wife, husband, sickness, a job, whatever it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you show patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it an expiation to your sins, inshallah ta'ala. All right, my brothers and sisters, I shall see you later on today, inshallah, at 6 o'clock p.m., 11 o'clock UK time, for the homemade happiness session number 7 about moms, inshallah ta'ala, one more time. And sharing with you, inshallah ta'ala, a new language, a beautiful new language that we need to adopt, and use with our loved ones at home, inshallah. A beautiful language, a new language. We'll share that with you today. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.